Blog Talk Radio.
Kevin Gray, friends.
Amazing God, amazing King, amazing everything. You're an amazing, amazing everything. Amazing God, amazing King. Amazing God of everything. Amazing God, amazing King. He's an amazing man.
This is my testimony when you said this.
Where would I be without you? I would probably be in a grave. With all the mistakes that I made, listen, my life would be controlled by fear. Lord, if I didn't have you near,
sing it.
Oh, now I would have lost my mind. I would have lost my mind. God, I wouldn't have no peace. But I'm so glad
that I'm so glad
that I found you.
That I found.
God, amazing King, amazing everything.
Let me sing with you right here.
Amazing God, amazing King. Oh, you're an amazing everything.
Amen. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we come this morning, Father God, in humility. We come this morning in submission. We come this morning in gratitude. We come this morning in faith. We come this morning in joy. We come this morning in obedience. We come this morning, Father. Thanking you as we embrace the gifts of this brand new day, Father, for your love, your grace, and new mercies that embrace us. We thank you for watching over us as we slept and we slumbered, and how you have ushered us into a day that we have not known nor seen, but another one of your beautiful creations. Father, we are mesmerized by your glory and your wonders. And Father, we are just so grateful that we are a part of the equation, Father, that you have created us and sent us forth to planet Earth for such a time as this on an assignment to be fulfilled by you. And Father, we thank you, Father, that everything is calculating and we are lining up with purpose and destiny, and your will be done on Earth as it is in heaven. For when it's all said and done, Father, you're come back to receive us, and so shall we forever be with you. So we say thank you, Father, for we realize that this earth is not our home. We realize that we did not come here to stay, so we are not falling in love, Father God, with the world and the things of the world, Father God, but just falling in love with you, and Father, lining up with destiny and purpose. And we say thank you for choosing us before the foundation of the world, counting on us to fulfill the mission. And our soul says yes. Forgive us for every sin of every omission and commission. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day and thank you for it. And now we surrender the day back to you, Father, that your will be done. And we love you. Father God, we pray for everybody, everywhere, all around the globe, every country, every state, every village, every avenue, every house, every street corner, where people don't know you. They don't know you, Father God. They're out of the ark of safety. And we pray, Father, that as your word continues to go forth, Father, that somebody somewhere will receive Jesus in their hearts and confess with their mouth. Father, this is our prayer. This is our prayer, Father, that we would just line up, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we come against all of the policies that's trying to come forth now to shut down our public speech when it comes to preaching the gospel. Father God, in the name of Jesus, and we, Father, ask that you would just cancel it. Just cancel it, Father God. Where it will not take root, it will not prosper, and it will not come to pass. And so we love you, and we say thank you, and we praise your holy, and we praise your righteous name. Bless our services on today. Father, may you and you alone be glorified, you and you alone be magnified, Father, and your people be edified. And we say thank you for the opportunity to serve. Now, Lord, as you taught your disciples to say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And our soul says amen again. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Good morning, 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 morning. Top of the morning to you, 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 and you. Welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries with Jesus Christ is the Lord. Amen. As we start our day seeking first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. Amen and amen. We especially want to welcome all of our first time listeners listening in across the globe. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen for starting your morning with us. Maybe it's nighttime where you are. Glory be to God. I was talking to one brother, amen, in India. Amen. Glory be to God. It was morning over here, but it was nighttime over there. Amen. Where you at? Morning time, noon time, nighttime. We just want to say thank you for chiming in. We meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. Monday through Saturdays at this hour, and then Sundays at 12, lifting up the name of Jesus. Amen. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. All of our services are archived at blogtalkradio.com/kingdomleadership. And you can visit our website at lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org. Amen. For more information on our ministries. Amen. And so we bless the name of the Lord. We want to thank each and every one of you. Amen. Our partners, our supporters in the ministry. We want to thank you. Amen. We bless you. Amen. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support to the ministry. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. He has brought us through another strong week. Amen. My God, my God. Amen. Our Friday night prayer last night was just awesome. Awesome. It was so sweet. It was just so sweet. Oh, my God. That was a sweet. You know what? Glory be to God. I get in the mood every now and then. I get in the mood every now and then, and I give my house a real good cleaning. I mean, like, real good. I'm talking about, like, woodwork, everything, all right? And so, and that hit me. That hit me on yesterday, amen. I just got in the mood. When I get in the mood, don't stop me. Don't stop me. Don't stop me. I can't be stopped because it don't come around that often. But you know what I was telling the Lord, amen, as I went to the bathroom? I said, well, you can smell clean. You can smell clean. When the house is clean, you know what I mean? When the stuff is clean, you can smell it. Oh, boy, so refreshing. Amen. And that's how it was last night. Amen. And our prayer, glory, that you could just smell the sweetness. You could just smell the aroma. You could just smell the unity. Oh, it was so beautiful. Amen. So we just want to thank God. That's what we do. And we see how we are perfecting in that. And so we want to thank God for it. Amen. We want to thank God. Another whole week of altar. We met every day at the altar, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Not only did we meet at 12 o'clock, we came back at 9 o'clock. That is commendable. We want to applaud all of our prayer warriors. God bless you. Thank you so much for serving. Amen. Glory be to God. And those of you who call in, supporting, touching, and agreeing so they don't be on the phone by themselves. Amen. Oh, we bless be the name of the Lord. Wednesday night Bible study. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Another week. Amen. So we just want to give God some praise for the accomplishments. Amen. That we are making. Because guess what? Amen. So let me tell you something, how we are being very, very, very effective. So I received a phone call from our media engineer, and they was in the process of moving around and doing some stuff. First, the wife called me, and she apologized. She said, your 8 o'clock broadcast on television won't be going forth tonight because we're in the process of moving, but we're going to make it up to you this weekend. I said, okay, no problem. We'll work it out. Things happen. But the husband called me back half an hour. He said, Pastor Bradford, he said, I did what I needed to do to make sure that your broadcast was going to go through on time. I said, well, that was okay. Things have, he said, no, it's not okay. He said that there is a team of people in Africa that would have beat him up. They're sitting there watching and waiting for our broadcast to come on TV all the way in Africa, saints. All the way in Africa, and ain't no telling where else. We're in 35 million households. He said, no, I can't. He said, I can't do it. He said, I just did what I needed to do to make sure that your broadcast went forth on schedule because you got people sitting there in front of the TV waiting to see you. Saints, what am I saying? We are making progress around the world, around the globe. We can't see it. We're sitting here in our living rooms, our bedrooms. You know what I mean? Just another service. No, baby, this ain't just another service. This ain't not just another service. Amen. Even here in Blog Radio, we are around the globe. Amen. In Asia, in China, in India, all around the globe. So we just want to thank God for the progress that we are making, amen, through your support, through your prayers, through your financial contributions, amen, glory be to God, amen, beloved, the work is being done, and technology affords us to do it with our pajamas on. We ain't always got to get all dressed up, and now sometimes the Lord going to send you out there, now don't get me wrong, amen. But all I'm saying is we are affecting the world with our pajamas on. Now, of course, you know, when I get in front of that camera, I can't have no pajamas on. But what? Amen. It is the word of God, amen, that doesn't return void. That's what goes out. Amen. So we want to thank God, amen, hallelujah, for the word. This morning coming to us to bring it. Amen. Hallelujah. All the way from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We thank God for this woman of God and her commitment to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Her faithfulness to him. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. If she goes alone, which most of the time she does. Amen. Or if she's with somebody else, sometimes she do. Or if she's in a group, whatever. However, the Lord is leading her. Amen. She goes, amen, with one thing in mind. Amen. That's the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. You must be born again. You must be born again. Amen. And so we just want to thank God for the mission. We want to thank God for her willingness to fulfill it. We want to thank God for her boldness to decree and her boldness to declare the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. And I'm talking about, amen, our dearly beloved sister, Evangelist Nancy. Amen. Glory be to God. It is she who is coming to us this morning. Amen. To bring us what thus saith the Lord. Amen. In this time and season. Amen. So at this time, I want to introduce to some and present to others our Evangelist Nancy. Amen. That we might receive her this morning for her grace and for her abilities. Evangelist Sands, are you there?
Oh, yes. Giving God the glory, the honor, and all of the praise. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and good morning to you. God bless, and the floor is yours.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I love you, sis, and Jesus. I just love you. In Jesus' name, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, before I even get started, God, we just want to thank you for another day. Thank you for the blood that rests a woman in our vein, in my vein, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, and Savior, in our vein, we want to say thank you, God, for helping me to crucify the flesh, that the spirit of the living God that dwells within me would take full control, God. As I open my mouth, that the spirit of God would speak to me in the name of Jesus with power and with might. Help me, God, in the name of Jesus, and help us, God, to open up our ears, God, that the word will enter into our hearts, that it will be a change from the inside out and the outside in, for your glory, your honor, and for your praise, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. People, I tell you a good morning to each and every one, in the name of Jesus. My topic today is, are you ready? In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. You know, God's an awesome God. I said, what do you want me to bring forth, God? He said, I want you to ask my children, are they ready? In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. Are you ready to let go and to let God? Are you ready to come out of darkness and enter into the marvelous light by the repentance of sin? Are you ready in the name of Jesus to let go of all anger and bitterness? Some people woke up this morning, ain't even say good morning to God, and already they upset in the name of Jesus, ramping, running around, cussing out everybody. But are you ready in the name of Jesus to let it go in the name of Jesus? Excuse me, y'all. Are you ready in the name of Jesus to take the instructions of God in the name of Jesus? So many people want to do it their way instead of God's way in the name of Jesus. That's why so many of us are still wandering in the wilderness in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. And that's why so many of us are being jealous and envy of people. Oh, got to know to be jealous and envy because God is moving up somebody and they see the success in somebody and they wonder, well, why, God, are you using them and not using me? Because God say you're not taking the instructions of God. You still want to do it your way. In the name of Jesus, people, this is not the time to test God. In the name of Jesus, are you ready? In the name of Jesus, to do what God told you to do from the beginning. In the name of Jesus, so many people are making excuses why they not doing it God's way, why they not letting go. And oh God, and letting God, excuses, in the name of Jesus, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world, in the name of Jesus. So many people are waiting, yes, God, on God, when God is waiting on you. Are you ready in the name of Jesus? See, nobody knows the time or the hour. We all got a date by our name and the name of Jesus. We just don't know when it's going to expire. That's why God say, live your life as though it may be your last in the name of Jesus. We don't know, people, when you leave the house today. Heck, sometimes you don't even leave. You have to leave your house just don't know. Oh my God, God has given us a fair warning in the name of Jesus to let it go in the name of Jesus. Are you ready, people? Are you really ready? Or are you just talking the talk but not walking the walk in the name of Jesus? So many people, they know the word of God from Genesis to Revelation, but are you taking God at his word in the name of Jesus? You know God do love us. He loves us so much that he gave his only begotten son, but yet so many people has not even received the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. They say, God, I'm just not ready in the name of Jesus, but I think it's time for you to get ready in the name of Jesus. You know, people, it's a sad situation. I look at the people sometimes when I'm on my way to work, or maybe I'm on my way out in the name of Jesus, and yet so many people, they got their head down, they're looking confused, so many are giving up hope, so many people looking like they just don't care in the name of Jesus. But it is time, people. Are you ready? And yes, God, to smile at someone today. Maybe you could do at least one person today. Just look at them. I know we got the mask on, but people can still sometimes, I think they can feel your aura in the name of Jesus. Well, if you don't care, smile. Maybe you could tell somebody today, Jesus love you. Or maybe you could tell somebody today, have a nice day. Or maybe you can compliment somebody today. Boy, you really look nice today. Not in a flirtatious way. You know what I'm talking about. There's nothing wrong with giving a compliment if God tells you to. See, so many times people say, I don't know the voice of the living God. But you should know the voice of the living God. God comes in that still voice, that sweet voice, in the name of Jesus. God ain't going to tell you to hurt no one in the name of Jesus. But he would say, yes, God, let brotherly love continue in Hebrews 1. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, are you ready? In the name of Jesus, to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all of your mind. Are you ready? In the name of Jesus, God want to make a change in somebody today, in the name of Jesus. But are you ready for that change? Are you ready for that turnaround? Are you ready, ooh, Jesus, for the chains to be broken? Are you ready to let go of these things that you're doing? And that's questioning, yes, God, that's grieving the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. For 1 Thessalonians 5, in the name of Jesus, 17, 19, please forgive me, people. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, yes, God, verse 19 says, quench not the Spirit. How many of us are quenching the Holy Spirit when the Holy Spirit tell you to do something in the name of Jesus and you don't do it? It grieves, it quenches the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. What is it that you doing that the Holy in the name of Jesus, yes, God, for in 1 Thessalonians, in the name of Jesus, 5 and 17 said, pray with without ceasing. Are you ready to pray without ceasing? That means to continue to pray in the name of Jesus, to keep on praising him, glorifying God in the name of Jesus. Oh, I feel the presence of God. How many of y'all are ready right now to jump up and just say, thank you, God? How many of you are ready to just stand up where you at right now? Or maybe you in your chair and just wave your hand up in the air and say, hallelujah, hallelujah, without being ashamed that your neighbor hear you. Maybe you're not being ashamed that somebody hear you. When you was in darkness, you ain't care when you listen to your secular music. But why is it when we save, we don't want nobody to hear us praying? We don't want nobody to hear us singing a song of Zion. Why is it that we are changing? I think we got this thing turned backwards in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. I say, God, I need you to help me to bring forth the word of God. In the name of Jesus. People, let me tell you one thing. I ain't know how God was going to use me, but I always say, God, use me for your glory, your honor, and your praise. I hear God say, tell my children, are they ready to put their trust in God and not in man? So many people are putting their trust in the doctors. Yes, God. So many people are putting their trust in man and not in God. In the name of Jesus, God said, ask my children, are you ready to walk by faith and not by sight? Do you believe God? Do you believe God? Do you really take his word seriously? In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Are you ready to cast your burdens upon the Lord? For he is God. And to give it all to him. See, some of us, you know, it's so funny. We just give God this and that and that and this. But the thing that God wants us to get rid of, in the name of Jesus, we bargain with God. Are you really sincere? Are you crazy? You don't bargain with God. You don't say, God, if you do this, I'll do that. If you do this, I'll do that. God said, what's wrong with my people? God created you. You ain't create God. In the name of Jesus. People, you know what's so sad? So many people are making excuses because they say, I don't think it takes all this. But are you ready? So many people say, no, I got to let go of my funny cigarettes. I got to let go of my alcohol. I got to let go of that man. I got to let go of that woman. Or maybe more than one man. I don't know. I got to let go of that married man. I got to let this go. You doggone right. You got to let it go. But you can't do it when you want to do it. Are you ready to take the instructions of God? See, people, yes, God, salvation is about the turnaround, transformation, letting go. A transformation is people know how you used to be. And when they see you now, they say, good God Almighty, that can't be. I'm going to talk about me, Evangelist Nancy. I remember Evangelist Nancy used to be, my God, and I remember she used to do, my God, in the name of Jesus. But this can't be the same person, because I see a difference in her, in the name of Jesus. But they just don't know her. It's not me. It is the Christ that's within me, but God is still dealing with me in the name of Jesus. God even asked me, I had to say ouch a couple of times, myself in the name of Jesus. See, God is still working on me. He asked me, are you ready, Nancy, in the name of Jesus? And I said, yes, God. Help me, God. I need your help in this area. I need your help to let go of this. I keep it real with God in the name of Jesus, because he already knew anyway. He created us at the beginning of the time. You don't think God don't know your weaknesses? You don't think he don't know your shortcomings? But you got the power to let it go. See, that's all God wants you to do is let it go. That's why the message say, are you ready to let it go? How many people are holding still unforgiveness? Oh, my God. My God. You working with someone talking about Jesus. Got your cross around your neck. Or maybe you got that sign on the back of your car. Jesus is Lord. Oh, my God. Talking about the goodness of the Lord. But yet you walking past your co-worker and ain't saying a mumbling word. Or maybe you at home with your husband, your wife, maybe your children, your foster children, whomever it may be. Talking about the goodness of the Lord, but ain't speaking to nobody in your household. My God, my God. Think about this, people. It is a trick of the enemy. That's why half of them looking at you like you're crazy. God, they probably said, hey, mama, stepmama, whomever it may be, who I'm talking to, you know who you are. Always talking about Jesus. But mama, daddy, whomever you are, ain't even saying nothing to us. Ain't saying good morning, jumping up, cussing us out. Yes, we all got shortcomings. But we got to be careful how we are living our lives around other people. Are you ready to take the mote out of your own eye before you take the beam out of your brother's eye? Are you ready in the name of Jesus? God just wants me to ask you that question. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you really ready? I don't know how I feel like crying. Because, see, so many of us are allowing the enemy to come in and sift us as being weak. But we're not weak at all. Because if you really know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, by the repentance of your sins, then the Holy Spirit is right there with us. Yes, we're going to make mistakes sometimes, but the same mistake over and over and over and over and over again. How long are you going to allow the enemy to bring you into an open shame? How long? How long? Are you ready to shut that chapter out of your life? Shut that door that you keep going into. Are you ready? I'm about to finish in about 5 more seconds. Are you ready? I have one more verse or two. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, I mark down some stuff. And see, Mr. O, every time I mark down half the stuff I mark down, I don't even use it anyway. In the name of Jesus. You know I'm going to read, yes, God, and say, hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. People, I'm not here to beat nobody up with the word of God. All I'm doing is coming to you from the word of God. In the name of Jesus, if it ain't in the word of God, I'm not going to use it and I'm not going to say it. But I ain't going to give no excuses for how God uses me. Because I'm doing this all for the glory of God. In the name of Jesus. And when I talk to you, I'm talking to me too. In the name of Jesus. I'm not a sinner. Like I tell people, I don't dot every I, I don't cross every T, I don't practice sin, but I ask God to help me to walk away from it. Because the temptation is there if you want to walk into it. Your choice, your decision. Are you ready to let it go? In the name of Jesus. Right here in Psalms 51, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. Yes, God. Are you ready? Yes, God, for God to create in you a clean heart and renew the right spirit within you. Are you really ready for that? Are you to be cleansed, to be washed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you really ready? What is it that you're holding on to that God's let you know you got the power to let it go? But you keep giving excuses. How many? And I may be many of things that we're holding on to. Heck, it could be your money. I don't mean to laugh, people. But you ever want to give somebody something? And I'm just going to use the excuse as a $5 bill. But the person trying to grab the $5 out your hand because you're really not ready to let it go. In the name of Jesus, you tell them I got $5 on you. And they're trying to, well, give me the $5 then. Here you go. You should never say you had $5 for him if you ain't ready to let it go. Hallelujah. Sometimes our mouth gets us in trouble. God help us in the name of Jesus. If you knew you didn't want to let that $5 go, you should have never brought it up in the first place. In the name of Jesus, sometimes we got to be quiet with this mouth because our mouth can get us in trouble sometimes. In the name of Jesus, are you ready to take the instructions of God? God is waiting on you in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. Yes, God, I think they got the point. In the name of Jesus, I hope and pray you got the point today. Are you ready to be used by God in the name of Jesus? Are you? If the Lord Jesus Christ, wouldn't that be amazing that one day you go to church and the pastor say, you know what, she taps you on your shoulder. He taps you on your shoulder and say, you know what, I've been led for you to bring forth the words today. And you'll be like, huh? Are you ready? Be also ready, people, in the name of Jesus. Because if your pastor or assistant pastor tap you on your shoulder and say, I want you to bring forth the word today, always have a word in your belly. Because if you are a child of the living God, you should always have a word in your belly. You're supposed to just say, yes, pastor, I'm ready. If you need me, I'm ready. I don't know what I'm going to bring. I got to go sit back there for a couple minutes and tune in with the Heavenly Father. But yes, I am ready. Oh, you're going to say, Pastor, I'm sorry. I'm not prepared. Okay, can I do this 3 weeks or 3 months from now? Because I'm not ready. Is that what we're going to tell God? Is that what we're telling God? God, just download that to me. Is that what we're telling God? I'm just not ready. I'm not ready, God. I'm not ready. People, it's just a message. I love y'all all. This Evangelist Angel coming out of the Philadelphia area. Are you ready to do it God's way and not your way? In Jesus' name. God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, I thank you for using me for your glory, for your honor, and for your praise. I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, for allowing us and helping us to be ready, God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, to be ready at all times to be used by you, God, in the name of Jesus. And I want to pray for each and every one on this prayer line, even me. Yes, God, help us, God. Yes, God. God, help us, God. God. That's all I hear God say to say. Help us, God, to be ready. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. I love each and every one of y'all. Me, each and every one of y'all. I don't know if anybody got to go out or do anything. May God keep us covered, shielded, and protected from all unseen danger and all unseen harm for us, our children's children, our family. Please, let's continue to keep our leaders up in prayer. Pastor Bradford, Pastor Westfield, and so many of us. Because, people, we got to pray for our leaders. We must continue to pray for our leaders. And congratulations, Pastor Bradford. Congratulations from all your accomplishment and things to come. I love you all. God bless each and every one of you.
Amen, 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 amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord, Evangelist Nancy. Thank God for using you as he always does on this morning. Amen. As the Holy Spirit was speaking, I was here taking copious notes. Amen. Are you ready to let go and to let God? Are you ready to come out of darkness into the light? Are you ready to let go of anger, bitterness, and unforgiveness? Are you ready to come out of the wilderness? Are you ready to stop making excuses? Are you ready to cast your burdens upon the Lord? Are you ready to do it God's way? Are you ready to stop grieving the Holy Spirit? My God, Jesus. Are you ready to stop bargaining with God? My God. Are you ready to shut the door? Amen. On these situations, shut that chapter. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you ready to take God's instructions? Are you ready to be used God's way and not ours way? My God, my God. We are not waiting on God, but God is waiting on us. Amen. God's waiting for the transformation and the turnaround. Amen. My people called by my name turning, amen, from their wicked ways. My God, my God, my God, we thank God for a right now word. Thank God for a right now word, beloved. Amen. And you know what? This word, we put judge ourselves, because the truth of the matter is you might not be ready. But then God already knows if you are or you're not. So you might as well be honest about it. See? Now, the consequences is up to you. Glory be to God. But guess what? If you ain't ready, hell, when God get finished with you, when God get finished with you, baby, you're going to be ready. Amen. We just pray it's not too late. We just pray it's not too late. Amen. Because as Minister Nancy said, Jesus is coming, beloved, and he's coming back soon. You may not believe it. You may believe it. You may not believe it. Don't make no difference. It's still true. Jesus is coming. He's coming back. He's not coming back to on the earth on this next visit, but the Bible says that he's coming back midway, and we, the holy believers, we're going to be caught up in the clouds to meet him in the air, and so shall we forever be with the Lord. Glory be to God. You hear about all this technology, beloved, and especially now, they're storing all your files and all your data on your computer and your cell phones. Everything is stored in the clouds. Well, guess what? That's not the only thing in the clouds. Jesus coming back in the clouds, too. And that's where we're going to meet him, saints. And you know what, Nancy? My heart is heavy with yours, because you know what? I feel a heaviness because so many people going to be left behind. Not just the unbelievers, there's so-called believers going to be left behind. It's going to be a sad day. And as Minister Nancy was proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ, the message she's really trying to hit home today, beloved, is to let you know today might be the day. Yeah, before you get a chance to spend your $1,400 stimulus, glory be to God, or the money that's coming to you through PPP. Before all that, see, what the message was is that today could be the day. She said, are you ready? Well, saints, look here. We want to thank God for this word, and we want to behoove you to get ready. Just get ready. Pick up some speed. If you got somebody out there in the car waiting to take you somewhere, they come to pick you up, and you ain't ready, you half-dressed, still got to put your makeup on, put your wig on, amen, put your suit tie on. Come on now, just speed, pick up some speed, baby. Grab it and go. And just pick up some speed and get ready. Because Jesus is coming back, saints. Look at what's going on around us. We're going to have Minister Nancy come and do an altar prayer. Amen. Lead her and just do a salvation call. Amen. Look what's going on around. Look what's going on in government. Look what's going on with the COVID. Now they have shut Europe down for the third time. Did y'all see world news last night? Europe is shut down for the third time because of this variant. Huh? Beloved. The bloodshed, glory be to God, the murder, the wickedness, beloved. Do you see what's happening here? Can open your eyes. We have to be ready. God is waiting on us. We are not waiting on God, as Minister Nancy said. God is waiting on us. There's work to be done. Come up out of your stupor and your slumber and get ready, doggone it. Whatever you need to do, just do it. And let's get ready. Amen. All right. Minister Nancy, maybe we have somebody listening. Maybe we have somebody listening right now. Amen. Let us start at the basic. Let us start on step number one. If you don't know Jesus, then that's step number one.
You go ahead and ask step one.
If you don't know Jesus,
whatever
that's step
way you want to do it.
Yeah, if you don't know Jesus, that's step number one. If you don't know Jesus, beloved, and you died, look, the Minister Nancy, I was being led for you to lead somebody to the salvation prayer. Because if you don't know Jesus, now listen to me.
Okay.
Are you lukewarm people playing church, amen, thinking it's okay to live life on your own terms? If you take your last breath and you don't know Jesus, you're going to hell. Eternal separation from God. No, there's no purgatory. Ain't nobody going to be able to pray you back in and pray. No. You are eternally separated from God forever. That is step number one. Minister Nancy, will you please just, amen, to our listening audience, those who do not know Christ, please just take this opportunity and show them the way.
Amen. To God be the glory. Will be somebody on this line today. In the name of Jesus, all you have to say, but you got to say it from the heart. For God said, so many of my people come to me with their lips, but their hearts are so far away from me, from God. All you got to say from your heart is that, Jesus, I am a sinner. Forgive me for my sins. I believe Jesus, that he died and rose again on the third day, and that I invite the Lord Jesus Christ into my life to be my Lord and Savior. Guys, they say it one more time. I'm going to take it a little bit slow. All you have to repeat with me is what I say. You know, because it is of God who's saying it through me. Now, you got to say it from the heart. Let's start again. All you have to say it out loud. Don't be ashamed, or say it within you. All you have to say is, Jesus, I am a sinner. Forgive me for my sins. I believe Jesus, that he died, rose again on the third day, and that I invite the Lord Jesus Christ into my life to be my Lord and Savior. God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, We thank you for the angels that's rejoicing right now over them souls. Yes, God, who repeated the sinner's prayer. And we thank you, God, for making a change from the inside out and the outside in. God, in the name of Jesus, that you will continue to use them and that it will continue to grow and mature. And yes, God, in the word of God, that it will be a transformation so that, God, you will walk away with all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. For those people that said the sinner's prayer, today, tell someone today, guess what? I receive the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior in Jesus' name. Thank you, Pastor Bradford. To God be the glory.
Amen, and thank you, my sister. Amen. Glory be to God. And if you did that, beloved, the angels are rejoicing. Amen, and so are we. Amen. Glory be to God. Now, we want to talk to some of you other lukewarm. We talk to the unbelievers. Now, let's talk to the lukewarmers. Okay, beloved, amen. We read in the book of Psalms, amen, 69, amen, and 28, glory be to God. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living and not be written with the righteous. Beloved, glory be to God, amen. We are born again to serve, amen. We have been born again into God's kingdom. Amen, you just don't do a confession and live for the devil and live like the devil until you die and think you're going to heaven. No. Your salvation is the beginning. It is your growth, your maturity. We must follow Jesus, beloved. We must be follow Jesus. Amen. The Bible tells us that those who are carnal are enemies of the cross. Amen. Glory be to God. Beloved, look, hallelujah. Revelations 20 and 15 says, and if anyone was found whose name was not written in the book of life, he was into the lake of fire, beloved. Amen. We want to make sure, amen, that our name is not blotted out of the book. Amen. And we have many scriptures to support that, and we'll teach that at another time. Amen. Glory be to God. Beloved, amen. Let us just make a decision, amen, whose side we are on. Amen. Don't just say a prayer of repentance, the key from going to hell. No, let's just try to say a prayer of repentance, beloved, to serve God in spirit and in truth and to live for God. For without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. So come on. This is all you got to do. If you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Stop playing church. God said he'd rather you be hot or cold. Either you're ready or you're not ready. But if you're lukewarm, he's going to spit you out. Lukewarm means you ain't ready, but you're pretending like you are. Beloved, if you're not ready, repent and ask God to help you to get ready and mean it. And if you are ready, then amen. Let us continue to move forward, beloved, step by step. Amen. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for this precious word that have come forth on today. Amen, Father, and will never, ever, ever return to you void. Father, the pure gospel. God, you're calling out to your people. It is not your will that any soul should perish. Hell was not even created for man. Hell was created for Satan and his angels. It's not your will for anybody to go to hell. Jesus preached about hell more than he preached about heaven, because that's how terrible hell is. It's a terrible place, and we only go because we choose to go. Father God, we ask that you would turn the hearts of your people this day to get ready, to pick up some speed and get on the good foot and get ready. In Jesus' name, we thank you. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. All right, saints, amen. We bless be the name of the Lord. We thank God for the evangelists. Amen. Some of you have sold some money that we have in a pot for our ministers, but we still have promises coming in for some other people. Amen. And then once we get it all together, we'll see how the Lord wants us to split it up. Amen. Glory be to God. If you want to be a blessing, amen. Glory be to God. Then you know what to do. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. You know what to do. Amen. Somebody sent something in the mail last week with an envelope. They said, this is for you and the church pastor. And they said, this is for Erica Bradford.
I didn't open that envelope. When I saw Erica, I said, here you go, baby. I don't know what's in it. Somebody sent it. If you want to do the same thing for Minister Nancy, so be it. Or any other ministers, amen. If you want to go to our website, amen, hit the donate button. It's a place for you to make notes. Say, this is for so-and-so and so. So you could do it on your Cash App. You could do it on your PayPal, amen. Cash App, $, LifeWordJesus. Amen. Our website is www.lifewordjesus.org. Amen. Or just text me. Amen. Glory be to God. Some people text me, say, you know what? I don't have it right now, but I want to put couple. I want to put this amount of money here, this amount of money there. Your credit is good. Your credit is good. Amen. We'll take care of it until we see it. All right. So, and our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen. We are not trying to pay the ministers, beloved. Nobody charges to come here and hurdle the gospel. Matter of fact, Nancy puts more in this ministry than she takes out. Amen. She's never asked for a dollar. But we want to sow into the word. We want to sow into the word on this morning. Amen. And so we thank God for you. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right, saints. Amen. That's it for today. Amen. It's been a beautiful week. Again, we want to thank everybody. Amen. In the ministry for serving. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. We made it through another week. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. A beautiful day. Amen. Most of us will be receiving that stimulus money any day now. Be careful where you spend it. Don't. I had my mother laugh, and I said, I guess those stores getting the clothes ready because them folks going to be out there Easter shopping. You better not do it. Sister Joanne came on the call last night. I didn't even know what she said. Now they turning off electric, gas, and water because they said it's the last money y'all getting. Huh? You better not do it, saints. You better be wise with this money and all your money. Give God his 10%. All right? And you better pray about the 90. Amen. Glory be to God. You better pray about the 90. In Jesus' name. And we bless be the name of the Lord. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock for our Sunday services. Come on and join us. Amen. Bring somebody with you. Amen. In Jesus' name. And Lord's willing, back on Monday morning. Amen. For our 6 o'clock service. Same time, same place, and same station. Amen. Amen and amen. All right. That's it. Hallelujah. Beloved, are you ready? Are you ready? Choose. Y'all know I preach the gospel every day. I've been saved for over 40 years. You know what? Look. When I give the benediction here in a minute, and I got to go into the other room, guess what I'm gonna be asking God? Matter of fact, I'm asking him now, but I'm talking to you. But I'm talking to God in my heart. But when I get finished talking to you, I'm gonna talk to God. I'm gonna say, God, am I ready? Matter of fact, I'm telling you what I'm gonna tell him, but really I'm telling him, I'm asking him why I'm telling you what I'm gonna tell him. God, am I ready? Is there anything that needs to be tightened up, straightened up, readjusted? Is there anything that needs to be modified, erased, replaced? Am I ready? I encourage you and behoove you to do the same thing. In Jesus' name. Father, we say thank you for the word of God that have come forth today. We thank you for using Evangelist Nancy like you always do. Father God, we say thank you. Father, your word will not return unto you void. Thank you for this soul-searching message. Father God, we don't want to, Father God, be thinking we right when we wrong. Thinking we walking in the light and we're in darkness. We don't want to be there, Father. We don't want to be there. Help us to be a hearer and a doer. And we say thank you. Thank you for the souls that gave their life to Christ today. Thank you for those who recommitted their lives today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of Jesus. Thank you for bringing us through this week. Thank you for the day and Lord's willing. Thank you for tomorrow too, Father. No matter which way it go down, Father God, we're going to be with you. On this side or that side, we're going to be with you. And so we just say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name. We seal this service by the word, the blood, and the spirit. We cast it at Jesus' feet It cannot and it will not be broken. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, your majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. And the church did say amen, amen, amen. And the church said amen again. Hallelujah. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of kings, and he is the Lord of lords. Amen. The Holy Spirit just told me, amen, for you who just gave your life to Christ, send us out an email at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. We want to send you out some materials, amen, and to help you grow into your full salvation and your full maturity. Amen. So please reach out to us. Amen. We're waiting to hear from you. Amen. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day and a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful weekend. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Whatever you do, amen, please keep Jesus, amen, on your mind. Thank you again, Evangelist Nancy. Amen. Thank God for you. Day, beloved, cause glory be going to God. It's going to be a happy day. Why? Because we ready. Because we ready. We're going to keep on getting ready while we ready. Love you, love you, love you. Thank you for allowing me to serve you this week. Amen. Everybody, amen. I send you blessings in Jesus' name. Pastor Bradford signing out. God bless.